Hey, welcome to Nitro Game Injection. I'm Larry OG, of course, from Evil Overclock Remix. I'm joined by Kyle J. Krause, Kyle J. CRB, and we got a special guest. We got from VGMDB, which is, of course, the most awesome website on video game music information, CDs and whatnot. We got Akumu Audi. How you doing, my man? Dude, welcome back to Nitro Game Injection.
Well, thanks, my black man. I'm doing quite good.
Blacky! Kyle, how you doing?
I'm here. It's my show.
Man, the ego on that guy is just terrible.
Dude, truly. Seriously, man.
Yeah.
But, man, we got Audi on the show, man. He's looking to get the VGMDB podcast started. So, you know, it's certainly glad to have a Nitro Game Injection alumnus back on the show, and he's going to be telling us what he's been up to lately, and of course, what direction he's looking to go in with the VGMDB podcast, man. So, lay it on us, man. What's been going on lately with you?
Well, outside of game music, not much to tell. I mean, just living life, going pretty good, actually. Just studying. You know, just school, work, the usual. I went to the United States a couple months ago and met you, so obviously you would know that. I didn't see you a whole lot. I saw you twice, but
Dude, I was so not able to be around as much as I was during Six. MAGFest 6, for people that don't know what we're talking about.
People. I was just hanging out with Smash Brothers and Jay Kaufman.
Yeah.
For the most part, so I missed you, but there's always next year.
There's always eight, and hopefully you're going to eight, right? Obviously, you have the plans to go to eight.
Well, I've been to MAGFest 4, to 7 now, so I don't know why I should be at eight.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I guess I'm pretty much good.
You're like almost a staple at MAGFest now. Everyone almost expects you to be there.
Well, I think most people wouldn't want me to be there, but yeah, I'm always there and always making fun of people, so.
They wouldn't want you to be there? I guess.
It's always fun, though. It's always a good trip.
So you're saying
mostly
things are
because
just
of the people, though.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, the people make MAGFest. I think that's, that's
well,
all.
MAGFest doesn't have much to make itself, so yeah.
What?
Harsh,
hey, man.
Harsh.
There's gaming and all that stuff, and the panels and whatnot.
Same game.
What about
the concerts?
There's
the
gaming
concerts.
Panels.
Oh yeah.
And you feeling those concerts?
Yeah. How can I live without seeing Armadillo Attack? You're right.
I detect the hint of sarcasm.
No. Let me just put over the concert as the concert at M. What was the number this time? M7.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was. Actually quite amazing from year 2000X and Smash Brothers and of course Metroid Metal.
Yeah, Metroid Metal I was going to mention.
Best concert of MAGFest history. I mean, I'm not going to tear down the concerts this last year. It was great.
Nice, dude. And so what have you been keeping up with? Obviously, you know, you're doing MAGFest each year. What else have you been keeping up with on the video game music side?
Actually, I kind of last year I kind of fell out of the areas where I was kind of paying attention, which was the Remix and Dojin scene. I actually kind of fell out. So only lately, the last couple of months, have I actually started picking up after pitching the idea of VGMDB podcast and stuff like that.
And let me just ask real quick, Audie. When you mentioned that you were picking it back up, were you also not even purchasing albums, or were you kind of maybe?
No, I mean it's always there. No, it's all. I always bought some albums here and there, obviously.
Oh, okay, great.
That because I mean I didn't just completely go cold turkey and jerk off instead, but I just didn't pay attention as much as I used to in any of the scenes, so lately I've started picking up again. But I did have a couple of great moments last year, meeting a couple of composers I always wanted to meet in my life and stuff like that. So
yeah, you met traveling around Mitsuyoshi.
Were you doing Symphonic Shades and that kind of stuff, or
I went to Symphonic Shades in Germany and met Chris Elspeth and my personal idol, which is Mitsuyoshi.
Yep,
Takanobu Mitsuyoshi. And that was a great day. Probably one of the best days of my life. So, I mean, I kept up with that. I went to concerts, and the big releases that I was waiting for, I picked up. But, with Dojin and stuff, Dojin kind of took a break from last August until pretty much now. I guess May 5th, which is ironically my birthday, it's actually picking up again.
Oh, nice.
So, maybe it's a sign that finally it's coming back. But,
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
You're welcome. What got you back into it, though? Would you, obviously BGMDB has been around for a little while now. About a year or so now. In terms of the site going public,
has been around since 2006.
Yeah, no, since 2006, but then going kind of more public once, it was seeded with more information and building the staff and really establishing its presence now. Is that a reason why you feel you've gotten back into things more?
No. when it comes to that, what got me back into it was basically just after MAGFest. I went home after MAGFest, picked up a couple of Dojin albums, and I started seeing that there was some action going on with podcasts and stuff, and I fought back to doing this show and how fun that was in some ways, and I didn't necessarily miss staying up all night, but I did miss kind of being on air and talking about game music. So when I started seeing on VGMDB that was like a request section for MAGcast or whatever that MAGFest radio show is called, I just figured that instead of outsourcing such a request feature for such a terrible show, let me do something else that is brilliant. So I guess that's what got me really back into it, was just competition.
Yeah, I missed this doing this show too, so that's why I came back. Mm-hmm. So
well, that's good. I mean, definitely this show was missed by a lot of people, so I'm happy that you brought it back.
And of course, with me, because I'm black, so we need to add some more flavor into the show, since you guys are both, whitey whiteys.
Crackish, you can say it, man. You don't have to be so politically correct in this show.
Crack-ish. Nah, man. So, we got you on for the, obviously to discuss, all sorts of things, but the VGMDB podcast is, you're looking to come out with that pretty soon. I'm on staff at VGMDB too, so, I've seen you bring up the idea and you're you're looking to put everything together. Ultimately, what's your ambition with the show, man? What can the people look forward to?
Professionalism. One thing I
basically not what we're doing right now.
Yeah, no. Basically the exact opposite of this, and less black people.
Oh,
I want to just underline that point, that there would be absolutely no black people on my show whatsoever.
Black.
But we'll have a vanilla show for you. No, but just listening to, when this idea was pitched, and the idea had been kind of going around for, I guess, half a year or a little bit more. I don't know if it ever was really considered more than just a idea in the future by the higher people, but it had been mentioned a couple times here and there to make a podcast. And as I saw, MAGcast being mentioned and stuff like that, I just went to other podcasts, listened to what they were doing. This show in particular, and just, this sucks. This is terrible. So I can do so much better. and that can guarantee a sense of professionalism and a quality standard that I think is needed for such a big site.
Kyle, we will punch him in the face.
Yes.
Always say I'm joking about that.
Of course.
Yeah. Well.
Now, when you say you're going to bring a sense of professionalism, kind of go into more of that. Like what kind of features? How the format would be that you feel puts it at that level.
Well, more details on that will be later. What I mean more about professionalism is, more high-end guests for interviews, like real composers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, not knocking you guys. You're doing a terrific job with your guests, too. And segments that, require quite a bit of effort and are really educational and interesting, not just rambling about what you like, and making hard to figure out the inside jokes and, just forgetting that you're actually talking to an audience.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually making a good show. That basically my goal with that show is that every time you listen to it, you should have learned quite a few new things about the releases we're going to talk about. So basically just educate people on game music.
How much research will that involve you doing on a per show basis? Any idea? Like, are you trying
too much.
To
wait
too much?
It depends on what we're doing. One thing that I am doing that I've always done for different shows, this one as well, and I think you asked me to do it again in the future, which is a doujin feature.
Mm-hmm.
Which, for those who know of it, is just I pick one doujin, either artist or circle, explain every detail about them, and play a couple of good tracks from that artist. And I'll continue to be doing that and spread some doujin goodness. And my host, my co-host, Carl, has some other really awesome stuff coming up, and I'll let him announce that for himself. But he's a really, really, really knowledgeable guy, and people who know Carl know that, he's the shit, so...
And how long are you looking to go for the shows? Like, about how long would each podcast be?
I don't know, 2 hours, I guess? No. Good question, actually. God, we haven't even done
any preparations. Yeah, because it seems like you're saying, that there's going to be a lot of information, so.
Oh, no. Yeah, it'll be something you'll have to experiment with the length.
As Kyle is saying, we do some shows depending on how much information is out there about what we're doing, what's coming out, who's on, and what kind of features, guests or anything can bring on. It's kind of hard to just have a set time for each show that we'll always follow. But, an hour, 2 hours, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take as long as we feel the show needs to get our point across and make it interesting, too, because we obviously don't want to ramble on and on and on.
Yeah.
And bore people.
When can people look forward to hearing this show? When do you plan on coming out with it?
Yeah, the first show will be released in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Nice.
We were originally supposed to do it next week, but it's my birthday next week, and so it kind of collided with that. So in 2 weeks, the first show will be released.
It's going to be May 9th, May 10th, somewhere around there.
Yeah, May 13th, something like that.
May 13th, oh, okay. How often are you going to be releasing this podcast with VGMDB?
It's two shows a month. Two shows each month. Two different shows have two different, I wouldn't say styles, but the first show of the month focuses more on what's coming out, more of, what's going on currently. And the second show of the month goes more into the past of past releases. Interviews will be on the second show. And we'll focus, it's still going to have news and stuff, whatever's out there. But it will focus a little bit more on past releases and past events of game music. So just so we kind of make it more interesting with the two different shows.
Yeah, and keep each one focused.
So that we don't just go over the same stuff twice a month. It's going to have two different approaches.
Nice, man. Whose idea was it for that proposal to kind of keep things separate and go for the different formats bi-weekly?
Both of us. Both me and Carl.
Nice, man.
We just discussed what we thought was interesting ourselves. because I went, the research I did was that I went to every other podcast and listened to what shouldn't be done, which is pretty much 90% of what everyone is doing. It's just people that really shouldn't be talking at all.
I like my voice.
I'm not talking about you. Well,
he's talking about me.
I guess
me.
I am, because you should definitely know your place in society.
Hey, you son of a bitch!
But,
son of a bitch.
We just discussed what we thought worked. You know, what we've, like, how we would, if we were going to listen to a podcast, because me and Carl have pretty high standard of what we like to listen to. So we just asked each other, what would you like to hear? You know, how would you like it to be? And, you know, pinned it down to certain things.
So you're saying there's going to be a limited amount of talking. So you feel...
Wait,
you're basically going to connect...
I never said it was going to be a limited amount of talking.
Didn't say that.
No? Oh, okay. Well, no. Well, I guess what I'm saying
is... Trying to sabotage
right,
my show before I even started
no,
it?
No. I'm saying... Well, you're going to be judicious, I should say, about how much you guys talk in comparison to the... how educational it is and the spotlight on the music. So I guess you're basically intending for all of that to really carry the show.
What I'm saying is that it's always going to be interesting what we're talking about. It's not just going to go on and on and on
to the point
it stops being interesting. You know, because you know, if something is really interesting to me and I love what I'm talking about, it might not necessarily interest other people. So it's a challenge to make every single thing you talk about as interesting and as educational, that you feel like listening to it, you learned something. And instead of just having a request show, basically, which I felt with many other game shows and game music shows in particular, I'm not going to mention names maybe later, but they kind of just had requests, and yeah, we're going to play this, and you know, what's the point then? Because if people are just going to request songs all the time, they can just buy the CDs and listen to them themselves.
Right.
Maybe a mixtape. It's the same thing. And seeing that VGMDB is as huge as it is, and so much information, and so much news, just use that instead. You don't have to make a request show.
So given
there will be an opportunity of requesting songs, though, just so.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you know, since you already have that community built in, but like you said, you don't want to turn it into a request show. Did you and Carl have any particular ideas for involving the community on some level? Like, what? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we had a lot of talks about that. And I think, I mean, it hasn't been public yet, but some people have already suggested segments they want to do. And, like, in particular, there's been some suggestions of making a Falcom special where it's discussed the past, present, and future of Falcom and what they're doing. And stuff like that would be great, because I don't know that much about that. I know Ys to a certain extent, but I wouldn't have much to say about it. So,
yeah, is that more Carl's expertise?
About that, so people that would know about that and could make it interesting and educate me as well as other people.
Yeah, I was mentioning, Audi, is that more Carl's area of expertise right there? For example, Falcom?
I don't know what he knows about Falcom. He is pretty much the most knowledgeable guy when it comes to past releases in VGM, and also present. He just knows so much that I don't know how I'm going to keep up with him. But when it does come to stuff like that, it's definitely Carl who will be carrying that stuff. Just assure you that I have my fair amount of knowledge as well.
And Kyle, like, so when you think of the concept of the VGMDB podcast, I mean, what kind of stuff would you want to see? Like the Daytona special or Gran Turismo special?
When I think VGMDB, what I'm most interested in and what I'm excited about is your composer interviews and talking to those guys.
I figured that would be what people mostly will expect, you know, just... there will be some good names there. We already... I don't know much of how many people Carl has contacted, but I have contacted a few names. One that was mentioned earlier in the show, so I guess you can go back and look at the composer I have mentioned. He is pretty much confirmed to be on, so...
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what I'm most excited about, and also the knowledge you're going to be giving to the people who listen.
This is not going to be like Mario teaches typing in a radio format. Just
no, I know that, but I'm most
I'm not going to sit here and teach people every single piece of information out there. It's not an educational show in that way. We're not going to sit here and explain every single aspect of making game music. We're just going to spread the information that is out there about, you know, different CDs that are coming out and have come out.
Yeah.
That people may not know about. And also, both me and Carl have met many composers. We've been on many trips. Carl has been backstage at Phoenix Wright concerts and stuff like that in Japan. And he just has many great stories. And I mean, I've been molested by my father, and it's many great stories to tell. So
how the hell did you slip that in there?
What are we talking about? Oh yeah, composers. Oh yeah, I met Takanobu Mitsuyoshi. I forgot. And Chris Hulsbeck and stuff like that. So I have, yeah, you know, we have a lot.
Speaking of Mitsuyoshi, you met him. You did meet him. I'm pretty jealous. I'm pretty jealous that you got to meet him. How was that?
All right. Let me just take us
on a journey
of meeting him. I left for... He was going to be in Germany for the Symphonic Shades, which was the Chris Hulsbeck tribute symphony orchestra
thing. Does he know German or something? Or
Takanobu?
Yeah.
No. Okay. But he did arrange a couple of songs. He arranged one song, Jim Power.
Yeah.
No, wait, he didn't do Jim Power. He did Apedia for Symphonic Shades.
Okay.
And he does speak English, though, to a certain extent.
Oh, okay.
But I left for Germany at 4 p.m. The concert was at 11 p.m. that night. So I went to my airport, left 4 p.m. to leave for Germany. And I landed at 7 p.m. Now, I had to take a bus that took 3 hours to get to Cologne, or Cologne, I think you call it in English.
Yeah, Cologne.
Get to Cologne. So we would be there at around... I think the bus left at 7:45 p.m. So we would be there 15 minutes before the concert started. And we had no, you know, I don't speak too well German, a little bit. I can ask for a prostitute, and that's pretty much it. And so we get to Cologne, and we don't have a map. You know, we don't speak a single word of German. All I can do is go around and ask for a lady for the night, and that does not help me find the concert venue. So we run around desperately seeking this place, and we have no idea. And we get to the Cologne Dome, and we know it's around the Cologne Dome, which is a famous landmark. And but we had no idea where this concert is going to take place, and we are just panicking. I wet my pants many hours ago, and it's just terrible. We were crying, and it was me and my friend Flog. And so we gave up, basically. There was 1 minute left. They were closing their doors. So this woman is closing her pub, and I figured that if she works in the pub, maybe she speaks English.
Nice.
So I went up to this lady, and she was actually from London and spoke perfect English. So I asked her, do you know where the Funk House is? And she kind of chuckles and asks me again, like, where did you say? And I was like, the Funk House. Do you know where the Funk House is? And she starts laughing and pointing, and right behind my back is the Funk House, with a huge sign saying Symphonic Shades and, you know, everything, lights, everything. We should have seen it, but we never did. So it is confirmed that I am slightly retarded. So we got there 1 minute before the concert started, and yeah, it was great. The concert was amazing. Pretty much the best orchestra concert I have ever been to, and I've been to quite a few, actually, because I'm a fan of classical music and game music, too. I've been to 4 or 5 different play performances, but halftime came around. I don't think they call it...
Intermission?
Intermission.
Yeah.
Intermission came around. We're not playing baseball. Intermission came around, and everyone is basically flocking Yusō Koshiro, because he was there, too. And, you know, so I just felt that here's my opportunity. If Mitsuyoshi walks around now, I'll grab him, make him sign my CDs, and just tell him that I love him. And so, Mitsuyoshi comes down the stairs in his funky outfit and smiles, and I go up to him, announce, you know, that I'm from Norway and a huge fan. I hand him my CDs, and he's just amazed that I had the collection CD from Loud to Low, because he doesn't have it. And he actually tried to order it one day, and he couldn't, so he doesn't have a copy of his own collection works.
Wow.
So he was just, how did you get this, being from where you are? And I was like, Sega Direct. Like, I tried to order it from Sega Direct. Those bastards. So we just stood there and talked a little bit about his different works. And I mentioned I loved Rent a Hero, and he started singing Rent a Hero with me. So we had, like, a sing-along there. We took a picture together, and I can confirm that he slipped his hand on my buttocks first, and I slipped mine on his. And that's a true story. And we had to part ways after. Yeah, you hear me. And so we had to part ways because the intermission was over, and we exchanged the emails and pretty much agreed to keep in contact and keep in touch. So I still talk to him to this day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool, man. Dude, what a legend, man.
Yeah. And he is my favorite composer. He was basically the composer that got me into, like, game music as one of my biggest loves in life.
Oh, wow. So were you playing a lot of the racing games or, like, Virtual Fighter and all that stuff? Or
I first heard of his music in Daytona in Paris when I was there many, many years ago. I was in Disneyland Paris, and they had a huge arcade. And that's a long story that I won't go into that right now. But I was babysitting my brother in Disneyland Paris, and we ended up at the arcade. And that was the first time I played Daytona, and I was hooked. So,
wow.
But I'm not necessarily a big fan of racing games. I do like OutRun and Daytona.
That's badass, man. That's interesting how you wouldn't think a racing game would kind of bring you into that whole world of game music. So that's an interesting way of, you know, but, you know, obviously I'm sure you played games before that, but, you know, really getting hooked into it in a huge way and looking into the composers and learning more about them. So that's pretty badass.
Well, and that's, you know, when I heard that, you know, when I heard the Daytona songs and stuff, I didn't necessarily go look up information on him. As this was many, many years ago. I mean, I was young. Yeah. This was the year that Daytona came out, because they had the new Daytona cabinets in Disneyland with a huge sign, and it was the newest game, basically, from Sega.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't in a time or place where I understood, basically, that this, you know, was part of a bigger scheme.
Yeah,
I just figured that it's Sega music, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of
a game fan, but I just thought that music was so damn catchy. I was just
right.
It was just so catchy.
I think
and I always remember.
I think that Daytona for me also holds a similar love for it,
right?
Because I just like you. I think that the Daytona soundtrack was one of the first soundtracks that had really caught my ear as far as game soundtracks. I mean, back in the late 90s, they had released Daytona USA for PC, and it was it was essentially a port of the Saturn version. So it wasn't very good, the game itself, because the Saturn version was pretty lacking for Daytona, except for the soundtrack. And I think the soundtrack is one thing that really got me hooked on game music, because the great thing about those older games is you could put the CD into a standard CD player and play the music from it. And I did that a lot with Daytona and Sonic CD at the time. So I think both of those soundtracks were something that got me interested more into video game music.
All right, so we're hitting back with the VGMDB podcast, but let's talk about VGMDB in general.
All right.
You know, obviously, man, you're an excellent part of the staff. You know, you're bringing your knowledge and expertise to it. Obviously, a lot of us have probably thought of a site like VGMDB for the longest time, really seeing a very sophisticated database. I guess, you know, in your experience, how long were you almost waiting for an idea like VGMDB to come around?
Well, first of all, now that you're kind of giving me credit where I don't deserve it, I mean, thank you for your words, but really the only people that we should be thanking is Ken and GigaBlock for making that site and working so hard on it. So, I mean, well, before anyone else gets any praise, it's definitely Ken and Gigablood that just deserves all the praise they can get for doing that stuff. When it comes to how long I waited, man, I don't really sit around and wait so feverishly for things on the internet to happen, but I guess...
Well, not even so much that, but right, there, for example, there's, you know, Chuda's Corner, which I think at the time was pretty deep, and you have GMR, but it wasn't as organized as it could be, so you're almost kind of like, man, I wish somebody would take it to another level here.
Yeah, I always wanted a place to catalog, because like you, I come from the part of game remixes and covers and doujin. And that is a pretty hard, you know, scene to follow unless you really pay attention to a lot of different places. So I always wanted there to be like one place you can just click on and it would pretty much bring you all the news from all the different sites, at that time be it VG Mix or OC Remix or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just one place to kind of collect all the information about that and the doujin scene as well. So I guess in that way I was waiting for VGMDB for quite some time. I mean, I guess I started having like a real interest in this in 03 or 02. So I'd say since 03 I wanted a central place to catalog what was going on.
Yeah, and I gotta and like you're saying, obviously the main props go to Ken, you know, Secret Squirrel and Big Blah, Giga Blah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, they really got everything underway and got the okay from everyone to kind of really pursue this idea, but, you know, not cause drama, but just get everyone on the same page for moving forward with this idea. And but I would say the one thing that you really brought to the table, obviously, and this was something that I think the staff were initially reluctant to, was actually fully pursuing the doujin arrangements, you know, on 100%, because there was that aspect of, oh, okay, well, if it was released at like Comic Kid or something, we can add it. But if it's just an album on the internet, we're not going to add it. And so me and you had to kind of chip away at that whole that systemic bias toward not even covering that stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we'll pat each other on the back for that. I definitely thought that, you know, all efforts should be, you know, cataloged, because no matter how little that release is or not, they still made an effort, and they still matter. But, I mean, yeah, I do remember. It was more you that was including a lot of original work albums from remixers that made that problem come up, and it kind of snowballed into just doujin in general. But yeah, you're definitely right that we had to kind of convince people that this mattered. And I'm glad I did that, though, because some people have really helped kind of get some attention on their stuff. Some demo scene people, and I'm glad we could do that.
Yeah, I'm really glad you guys, VGMDB, can cover those releases, because they are important.
Going back to Ken and Gigablood, though, as you mentioned, they're amazingly nice people, great people to talk to. There's just genuine love for what they do, so I always enjoy talking to them.
Awesome, man. Any chance that they'll be, you know, just throwing in some appearances on the VGMDB podcast?
You would have to ask them. I have asked Ken to be on and just kind of get us going. Just make a message, anything. Because he's kind of like the guy that made all of this happen. So it would be nice to just have his blessing on the show. Even though we already have it, it would just be funny to have him on and hear if his voice sounds like a 5-year-old or not.
Yeah, that's right. Dispel the mystique.
Exactly.
And Gigablah too, man.
No, but just let me, you know, just officially, they're some of the greatest guys I can think of. So, you know, obviously, it would be really awesome if they could make some appearances. I would never be against that. So.
Awesome. And the probably the last question I had, particularly, you know, focus on the podcast. You know, you were mentioning some other ideas you had, like the Falcom spotlight. Any other ideas?
That was just an example, but spotlights on franchises, yes.
Yeah. Well, are there any particular ideas? Obviously, you know, the show hasn't started yet, so things can change. Any other ideas that you're really feeling that you're kicking around for you know, focusing on or dedicating part of a show to?
Yes.
Or it's like, I haven't thought about it.
You'll find out about all that soon enough.
Yeah, I think Audi wants to keep things under wraps.
Oh,
for now.
No, not so much just that. I just want all the details to be final, and they'll be final tomorrow. But yeah, keep some mystique to it. It's gonna be exciting as well. So.
Excellent.
There is many more segments than what we have mentioned, though. Just so that's mentioned.
And honestly, if you kept it to, say, like an hour, I figure you guys know so much, you'd be able to really just, you know what I mean? You'd have such a wide amount of material to work with that you could make tons of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't decided how long we want to go. We basically just want to go until it isn't fun anymore.
But it's video game music, so hopefully it stays fun.
Yeah, it's going to probably stay fun for quite some time. I guess for most people, the most interesting parts of that show will be the opportunity to hear the interviews with composers. And, it's not just going to be Western composers. We are working on getting translators on board, and we do probably have some. Not just the Japanese, but French and German. So it's going to be cool.
Nice, man.
I have some ideas. I was just to throw that out. In the 90s, I was really into European gaming, such as Flashback and Another World. So those are two names that we are looking into.
Oh, was it Delphine software or whatever?
Yeah, they're out of business now.
Right,
right. Delphine made Flashback.
Mm-hmm.
But Another World was made by Eric Chahi. He's just one guy.
Oh, wow.
But the music was made by another guy, his friend, so...
Jeez, I didn't even realize there was a one man. Well, obviously with the music, but there was a one man operation there.
Yeah,
he made his own engine for the Amiga and made Another World.
It makes me think of that independent release Cave Story, all done by
Pixel. Yeah, Cave Story.
Similar.
It's by Pixel, right?
Yeah,
yep.
And he did everything for that.
It's coming
game
out
too.
WiiWare soon.
Yep,
and you can probably look forward to something going down on that too.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And so in terms of as a promotional tool for VGMDB, because, you know, obviously we're biased, you know, being involved in the project, we want it to blow up in a big way. But besides just, you know, spotlighting music that you like and kind of just discussing it for the fans to learn a bit about, what ways do you think it'll help promote VGMDB in general?
VGMDB? I think, I don't know how much you agree, but I do think that VGMDB is much too quiet for such a big site. Like, you go on there, there's a lot of information, but the team behind it is quiet, and the forums are kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many members, it's being used by so many people, both, you know, people that want to know about releases and official composers using it as their portfolio, basically. You know, just, there's so many people using it, so I do hope that it kind of puts more personality onto VGMDB, because it is, I do love the look of the site, but it is a little bit plain, so I do really hope that it gets some personality from the show. One thing I do not hope is that they kind of think of me or Carl specifically when they think of VGMDB, but that they think about the show and that it adds to the site rather than becomes the site.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. Oh, well, there's definitely plenty of real estate on the front page to spotlight the podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing how they, you know, integrate it into the overall site. Because, no, I agree with you 100% in that there's such a wealth of information on there, but we could be louder as a group. We could really be more directly involved in the community and not just presenting the information.
Yeah, the way I saw that was that we have basically the biggest team of experts in game music and the nicest people on this planet under one roof, and they're not being used to their full potential. Like, there's so many contacts to be used and so many voices to be heard, and, you know, so it was just a way for me to feel that we could use everyone to have fun and actually educate people and make something. ourselves instead of outsourcing it, because I was seeing a little bit too much of outsourcing on different parts of VGNDB. Or maybe I didn't see too much outsourcing right now, but I did get the feeling that it was going to a point where we would start, having other people doing work we could do better ourselves.
Right. And I mean, it's like you're saying, there's so many great, educated people about video game music, in the community there. It's good. It really has the opportunity to be the hub of video game music information. So you're right, taking the first steps there.
And what I really want with the show too is not so much to be the be all end all of it, but I really want to form relationship with other shows that have kind of like an expertise in fields that we don't. As with you guys, as both of you know, that we're going to have a close relationship with you, as you have much more knowledge about the Western remix scene, so that we can promote you as a way to get into that scene, as a VGMDB's more official releases in Dojin because of me. It's a great way of, instead of having a small, narrow view of the whole picture, you can have more shows to kind of give you a complete view of the huge pictures.
Yeah, you can look into just
you can definitely
what you want.
Have shows that update you on every single scene within this. Hopefully there's a chiptune show that will come around. That
oh, yeah, man. Is anyone doing that?
I don't know if I should mention, because I don't know if he's doing it, but there is one of the most talented chiptune guys basically out there, who is WizWars.
Right.
You know, who's a really charismatic and funny guy.
Yeah, he's been on the show previously.
The show, because I think he was in NGI a couple times as well.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so he would be perfect for it, because he's not only is he funny and pretty charming, but he's also a kick-ass chiptuner, and he knows what goes into it. And so I really feel that if he made a show, I would definitely promote that as the way of getting into chiptunes, because I definitely trust his taste and I trust his opinion. And I can trust him in making a quality show that I would, feel comfortable promoting.
Excellent, so excellent. Do, so,
but, I mean, this is not an announcement that WizWars will make anything, but I would suggest to everyone that listens to it to go on MySpace and find WizWars and listen to his chiptunes and do nag at him about doing it, because he would do a great job, and it would benefit everyone that he did that, because he would definitely make people realize just how good the chiptune scene is.
Wow, man. Well, yeah. Hopefully the VGMDB podcast is just the start of, other people kind of moving forward to shed spotlight on all aspects of the community, and then also kind of centralizing that knowledge.
Yeah, I do hope that people use themselves to their full potential when it comes to that. So we will definitely use VGMDB to its full potential and then some. And we will have a close relationship with you guys to, just assure that everyone's doing the best job they can.
Nice.
And you will have a great community to listen to and teach you about everything that you should know about. Because you know how much good stuff there is out there that people just don't know about, because there's no way to find out about it, because it's so obscure or hard to get. So
hopefully the VGMDB podcast will bring more interest to VGMDB as a whole and get hopefully more promotion.
I don't know if VGMDB needs more attention, as that I think it's pretty much universally used now as the referral point to game music soundtracks information, at least. Obviously, if you're gonna download the game music, we won't help, because we promote them professionally. We don't want anything to do with piracy.
But there's
for people that now will listen to this and like, wow, like a central place for game music, it's for the information about it and the release schedules, but it's not for downloading them. You can, however, download the digital free releases that Larry puts up.
Yeah, that's probably something, not even trying to sound biased, but that's probably something we can promote more effectively. Like some people don't realize, because the way the link system is set up, it doesn't scream, oh, this is, hey, download it right here. So, I don't know, there's probably a different way we could present that kind of information, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can either promote it on your show, or you can talk to people of making it more easier to see on the site. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. When it comes to the site integration of the show, I have absolutely no idea, and I should. But I do know that there are plans of how to integrate the show into the database, that albums that we have featured will have a little notice that has been on this and this show. I think that is the plan right now. And that composers will have a link, in case they have been on the show, to the episode that they are on, and so on. I'm pretty sure simple stuff like that is going to be up. I do not know what other plans Blah has. I really wish I knew his real name, because saying Blah sounds stupid.
He keeps it on the DL, man.
Yeah, you gotta keep yourself secret. But, right. But I know his name, though.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know what his plans are, like how he's going to integrate it. I do know he's really excited for it, so I don't doubt that he's going to do some great stuff. He's a great mind when it comes to that, but I wish I could tell you more about that. But I don't know right now what the official plan of that is.
That's cool, man.
Well, I do know that we're going to have a section on the site dedicated to the podcast with all the downloads, with all the information that you do need. So, and obviously, golly, the iTunes integration stuff will be there.
Well, that's looking good. And hey, man, dude, looks like we covered a lot of great ground on, you know, how the podcast is shaping up, at least how you and Carl are looking at ultimately what role it'll fulfill for VGMDB. Can we get maybe some final pimps on stuff people need to be checking out for? Obviously, you have your NSF archive as well, so maybe that and BGMDB just to wrap that up.
Well, I don't know if the NSF archive is up anymore. I do not maintain
it. It's up.
It
it's up.
It's still there. Yeah.
Okay. And people shouldn't use that. It's outdated, and I stopped long ago to update it. And the reason for that is that another guy called Knarek came around and did a better job than me. I'm friends with him, though, so it's not like he stole anything, but he did a much better job than me, and I fully support using Knarek's archive more so than mine. So I didn't know that site was up anymore. Thanks for reminding me, and that will definitely be linking to Knarek's archive.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, make sure to link that up.
But I am happy how that site kind of got that. I do think that me putting up the NSF archive kind of kicked things into gear of having archives for the different sound chips and their file systems. Because before I did the NSF archive, there really wasn't one central place to get them. And that was really, really annoying that you had to get to all these different Japanese sites, all these different forums, and download NSFs that weren't announced in any, fashion. They were just kind of posted with weird-ass SIP names. So after I made the NSF archive, definitely, there started popping up other archives for other systems. So, I'm happy I did that.
All right, cool, man. Well, the question was just how to wrap them up real quick with just what websites they should visit to see more of you.
More me? Oh no, I'm not active too much on different sites these days.
Well, no, that's cool. Well, I will mention, right? So yeah, for anyone listening, obviously you've heard us mention VGMDB a hell of a lot. It's of course at vgmdb.net. So Adi, to give them one last pitch, why should they check out the VGMDB podcast once that gets going?
I don't know if they really should, because I don't like people and I don't want them to listen to me. No, they should listen to it, because I can guarantee you that every time you listen to VGMDB's podcast, you will learn a lot that you didn't know about. So, and you will hear a lot of good music, and you will be listening to a lot of good interviews with people that you probably hoped for many years you would get some information out of. So.
Awesome, man.
All right, we've been here with Adi Okumu. He's working with VGMDB.net, working on a brand new podcast. So it's good to have you on the show again.
Thank you. After these long times. It was nice to finally be back and kind of get that last run with you.
Yeah. This has been Nitro Game Injection, number 115, interview with Adi Okumu Howe. You can check us out online. It'll be Nitro Game Injection, www.kngi.org. You can email us at kngipodcast@gmail.com. You can check us out on Twitter. Just look up KyleJCRB. We're on Facebook. Just look up Nitro Game Injection. And we can call our voicemail. Leave us a message. That number is 1-763-431-5121. And something new this week, we're on Podcast Alley. So go to podcastalley.com, look up Nitro Game Injection, or you can look in the show notes where the link will be, and just go vote for us. Vote for us every month. Just keep us on the top list so we can get some new listeners. So thanks everyone for listening, and we're signing off.